There are plenty of noisome noises in the world, the annoying drip of a leaky faucet, the screech of tires before an accident, your uncle's seemingly musical flatulence. But when it comes to ranking these irksome sounds, it's tough to pick the worst. Yet that's what researchers in England have done after posting 34 clips of the most revolting, disgusting sounds of the world on a website. Over 1 million people voted on the worst, and the runner-up is...
The awards for the children who came first in the relay race.
The cringe-inducing sounds of microphone feedback. Of course, we'd like to hear from you. Would you like to weigh in on this conversation? What sounds drive you up the wall, make the hairs of your neck stand on back? And let us know. Our number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email us, talk@npr.org. And let's make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. We'll get that right sooner or later. Joining us to discuss the results of the study by the Acoustic Research Center at the University of Salford is Trevor Cox, Professor of Acoustical Engineering at the University of Salford, who is with us today from the studios of the BBC in Bristol, and it's nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today.
Good evening, or should I say good afternoon to you?
Thanks very much. First of all, how do you compile a list of disgusting noises?
Well, you start by thinking about all the sort of horrible things in your life, and you might think about disgusting things like the sound of someone, I don't know, with a snotty nose, or you think about those archetypal ones like dragging fingernails down the blackboard, or babies screaming and animal crying, and you just kind of put together a list of... You get quite a big list quite quickly, actually.
Yeah, we have a link to the sounds at our website. You can go to the Talk of the Nation page at npr.org to listen to some of these terrible noises. But we do have to say, you know, there are some classics that everybody is aware of. And, for example, the dentist's drill. And maybe not high-pitched enough to get that really stirring sense in your fillings.
I'm not sure that was the dentist drill. I think that was the DIY drill, you know. So I think if the dentist steps up with that drill, I'd be very worried. of course, we find that one horrible because, I don't know, we're expecting pain to be arriving at any moment now. And interesting enough, what we found was that that's much worse among people who are most likely to have dentistries, 40s and 50s and young kids. So if you're likely to have fillings, you're going to find that much worse sound than if you're sort of in your 20s and 30s when your teeth are more healthy.
There's also various types of, body sounds to categorize them, including the classic sniffling. Yes, disgusting. I'll give you that one.
Yes, that comes up. That's actually my nose recorded after a cold day cycling in Manchester, that is. We find these things disgusting, and partly it's a survival mechanism. So if you've got someone who's coughing and spluttering, they're obviously carrying some form of disease, and you need to stay away from them. So you find this kind of sound and the sights of this kind of thing disgusting, so we can survive. But we also found on the website that people... I don't know, manners came into this as well. So that it wasn't just, the response just wasn't just about survival, it was about, is it polite to do this as well? So the results weren't quite as we expected.
Well, let's get some listeners weighing in on this weighty conversation. 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, email talk@npr.org. What's the most disgusting sound in the world? Let's go to Chris. Chris with us from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. Thanks, Neil. And good day to you guys.
Good day.
For me, the worst sound imaginable is the sound of a china plate scraping against the bottom of a porcelain sink that has not been thoroughly rinsed of cleanser.
So you get that awful squeaking sound?
It's a weird scraping sound that seems to have the constituents of it just send me reeling. I can't even think when I hear that sound.
Did china plates get many votes there, Professor?
Well, we didn't have china plates, but we had a variety of horrible scraping sounds, from the classic fingernails down the blackboard to polystyrene being scraped, which apparently some people really hate. It doesn't do anything for me. And I had emails from people saying, I won't buy anything mail order which has got polystyrene packaging because I can't bear to unpack it. So, you know, people have really profound and very strong reactions to these sort of scraping sounds.
And a lot of those are very high frequency sounds.
Yes, that's one of the interesting things. His previous research implied that high frequencies weren't that important to the horribleness of scraping sounds, but I'm not so convinced by that, and we're hoping to go on to do some laboratory experiments up at Salford and actually find out what the frequencies which are important to make this horrible are.
Hmm.
The interesting thing for me is that fingernails on a blackboard has never have, or chalk going wrongly on a blackboard, those things don't tend to bother me. The plate in the sink, though,
all right,
is just horrible.
Another vote for the plate there. Chris, thanks very much for the call, and stay away from porcelain.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to, this is Dow. Dow's with us from Mountain View in California.
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Well, can I name two?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The first noise is the squeaking from above my condo.
The squeaking from...
It was squeaking, I tell you, it drives me up the wall. Terrible squeaking. You know, the floorboard...
Oh, yes, the floorboard squeaking. Was that a nominee?
Well, we had a couple of door creaking sounds within it, within the site. So, you know, the classic sort of kind of sound as someone sort of coming in the horror movie.
And then another sound is somebody blows their nose like five times in a row.
Aha, uh-huh. Nose blowers.
like my husband.
And Trevor Cox, I have to ask, was yours again the nose of experiment this time around?
Yeah, indeed, the nose blowing was me, but some of the coughing wasn't me. So we got the sounds from a variety of sources.
Five, six times, and I mean, when somebody does that, like every 10 minutes, won't you go nuts?
Probably, and it may be grounds for a divorce, at least in California.
I think that may happen.
Well, Dow, we wish you and your husband the best.
Oh, thank you so much.
And a little 10W40 for those floorboards upstairs.
Okay. Right, thank you.
And can I ask you, Trevor Cox, why you've set out on the search for the world's most disgusting noise?
Well, as an acoustic engineer, what you're trying to do is engineer things to sound, I don't know, at least pleasant, or maybe not quite so nasty. So although I spend a lot of my time at doing physical engineering and manipulating sound, I need to understand how people respond to sounds to be able to come up with a sort of end sound I want to get to. So this kind of getting people to listen to sounds and judge sounds is something I do all the time. And it just struck me that with the internet nowadays, we had the capability of involving the whole world in this experiment and looking at how people's responses varied around the world, and this seemed like a unique opportunity. And I chose horrible sounds because everyone has a horrible sound, it seems, so it's something that could attract attention, so we were sure the website would be popular and we'd get lots of votes.
Mm-hmm. And did you find tell us some of the more intriguing things that you've concluded from your study?
Well, you played sound number two. Number three was a set of babies crying, and there was a single baby crying, which I think, if I remember rightly, was seventh or eighth. And that's quite interesting because that's something that men find worse than women.
Mm-hmm.
In general, we find that women find sounds worse than men, and the suggestion is a lot of these sounds are about survival, and therefore the women who have a role of protecting the youngsters will tend to find sounds more horrible. But actually, babies crying is one where men find it worse than women. So there's something maybe about women who look after children habituating and getting used to the sound.
Did you find any cultural differences of people from one part of the world citing one particular sound or not citing another one?
Yes, lots of variations with countries. So, for example, if you take something like fingernails down the blackboard, Americans are among one of the countries which respond strongly or most horribly to this particular sound. The worst sound in the world was the sound of someone throwing up, and that was worse for people in the UK. One of the funny ones, I think, is that with a dentist drill, which you played earlier on, that's much worse if you're in South America. So that must say something about South American dentistry. I don't know what, because I'm not a dentistry expert, but that must say something about what dentists do to their patients in the South America.
With the Trevor Cox has given away the winner, and of course we're now obliged to play it. We're playing, I have to say, a truncated version of the winner because we agree it's just about the worst sound in the world. So if this is going to bother you, close your ears just for about 3 seconds. I'm not going to ask who was the model for that one.
It wasn't me, actually, I can say. And it was actually an actor. It wasn't really someone throwing up, you'll be glad to hear. But what it was things like baked beans being slopped into buckets and things to simulate the sound in an actor, doing quite a good job.
We're speaking with Trevor Cox, a professor of acoustical engineering at the University of Salford. It's near Manchester in England. His study is called The Worst Sound in the World. If you'd like to join our conversation, give us a call, 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Our email address is talk@npr.org. And this is Talk of the Nation coming to you from NPR News. And let's see, get another caller on the line. This is Tom, and Tom's calling us from Niceville in Florida.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I hope you won't be offended by this, but the sound I find the most annoying sound that I've ever heard, and your last sound wasn't even close, is NPR. And by that I mean this: you have these little musical breaks. Not different types of music, but it's the same thing over and over again with different instruments, and
right.
It goes like da 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 da.
Well, that's for another program. That's for another program with a recognizable theme song that comes on shortly after this program ends here on the East Coast.
Okay, well, I guess it would count still. And they do it with the flute, and it goes up in a really high register. And I either have to turn the radio off or just lay it down so low I can't hear it.
Uh huh.
Well,
we have do we have that? Trevor Cox has not had the opportunity to listen to that much National Public Radio, so let's see where this might rate on his personal list of worst sounds in the world. And I think that's the flute version of our theme and not the All Things Considered theme, but Trevor Cox, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, that's got to come pretty low, I would think, for most people. But what we're looking at in the website is average response, and it's perfectly allowable and acceptable that some people will find something immensely irritating that other people don't. I mean, maybe that's an example of annoying sounds. And we have a variety on the website. I suppose the one people probably used to are things like dogs barking or mobile phone rings going off.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all
car alarms, yeah.
Oh, car alarms. We didn't actually have a car alarm, but it's that sort of thing. And the reason we don't like these is they get in the way of our everyday lives. So we don't like the sound of aircraft taking off if they wake us up. So we find things that get in our way of our everyday lives annoying. And we had a whole variety of them. They didn't necessarily score very highly up the list, but they're very important. Things like traffic noise and aircraft noise all have to be very carefully regulated unless you want to disturb a lot of people.
Hmm. Tom, thanks for the call, and you're going to have to live with the flute, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, I certainly don't find your show irritating.
Oh, well, thanks very much for that.
Thanks.
We don't play that button too often either, so that's what we call them, by the way. 800-989-8255, email is talk@npr.org, and let's go to Ned. Ned's with us from Santa Clara, California.
Hello, Trevor. This is not a sound that I have a problem with particularly, but it's my wife's least favorite sound. And it's the middle of the day here in California, so you can't really get the full benefit of it. It's best, I should say, or strongest in the early morning when I'm just waking up. She calls it snorking, and I'm clearing my sinuses back in the back of my nose where I can't get to any other way. Do you really want to hear it?
All right, give us a shot. You got to sign that kid up, Trevor Cox.
I'm sorry that it's not more early morning.
We're thrilled that it was not so early morning. But Trevor, you'd think that might make your list.
It could well do. I mean, it reminded me a bit of some of the animal sounds we had on the website. So, I mean, I guess your wife doesn't like it because it's probably fairly disgusting to listen to. And also, you know, she wishes
That's
you didn't do it.
That's
but,
said.
Yeah, so it's the same sort of thing as coughing and spitting and all these kind of other sounds we had. In the fact that there's a bit of it's disgusting because we think it's associated with disease. And there's also probably a bit of it's not very good manners to do it. I don't want to get into marriage guidance here, but we should steer well clear. But it reminds me a bit of some of the animal sounds we had as well on the website.
I do go off behind two closed doors when it's necessary, but it's still upsetting.
Okay, Ned.
Thanks for taking my call. This is a fun show.
And yours for Silent Mornings, Ned. thanks very much for the call. And, of course, that's a variant on a noise that I guess would combine both disgusting and annoying, and that, of course, is the snore. And that's not even the full apnea effect. I've heard of other people snoring much worse than that, Trevor Cox.
Oh, yes. I mean, you get a whole variety of snoring. And if you suffer with someone that you sleep with who snores, it's terrible. And it's, again, it's this annoyance because it's getting in the way of your normal life. So if they were snoring in the next door room and it's all quiet, you don't care. It's because they're keeping you awake that you find that annoying.
Right.
So it's what you associate it with, sleepless nights, not being able to go to sleep, and that's the reason you'd vote that to be horrible.
Well, we just have a few seconds left, and I have to ask you, what was your personal worst?
I think it was the dentist drill. It's the one which actually survived the whole year with me still thinking it was horrible. Most of these sounds I'm really very immune to and I can listen to and they do nothing to me because I've habituated to them. But the dentist drill still gets me in the back of the throat.
And are you going on from here to investigate the world's most pleasant sound?
That's the plan in the autumn, to do something about nice sounds, because I think I've had enough of listening to dentist drills and fingernails down the blackboard, and I think I want to hear humpback whales cries and leaves rustling or something a bit more pleasant.
Trevor Cox, we wish you the best of luck. Trevor Cox, a professor of acoustical engineering at the University of Salford in Manchester in England. He joined us today from the studios of the BBC in Bristol. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.